Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The mubarak belly of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Hind ibn Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak chest and stomach were in a straight line. In other words, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not overweight. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported a similar description of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummu Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not be criticized for having a protruding or a sunken belly. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have any defects of any kind. Sayyiduna Hind radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have hair on his mubarak stomach. It was totally bare, without even traces of fine hair. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kulli. Back of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muharrish al-Ka'bi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on the night when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out for Umrah from Ja'arana, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak back, which seemed radiant like that of silver. Note, since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak body shone distinctly, the Sahabi assimilated the shine to the shine of silver. It can thus be concluded that a radiant complexion is usually described with the shine of silver in the Arabic language. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayri al-khalqi kullihimi. Allah ta'ala ki wa s-tufiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.